Socialist planning to meet housing need. Paul Kershaw, Chair Unite Lane 1111 Housing Branch and Socialist Party member. Over a million households sit on council housing waiting lists, and that's only those who are allowed to join the queue. 8 million people have some kind of housing need, and in 2019 only 6,338 new social rented homes were built. Meanwhile, the UK's big house builders are booming. Britain's second largest house builder Barratt's reported profits before tax of £810 million for the year to the end of June, compared with £490 million in the previous year, and it reports that the year ahead looks promising. Bellway reports that in the year to the 31st of July, revenue jumped 40.3% to £3.1 billion and pre-tax profits more than doubled to £479 million. It's a great time for the shareholders. UK house building is a success story for them. They make huge profits building unsafe, poor quality homes. The real cost of a house is not just the bricks and mortar, but the land it stands on. Land prices have rocketed up by 400% since 1995. It is estimated that land accounted for just 2% of the price of residential property in the 1930s, while now it is closer to 70%. Landowners do not produce anything to get these profits. Capitalist politicians are fond of talking about their concerns for hard-working families, but have presided over policies that give huge benefits to landowners for no work at all. Land ownership in Britain is shrouded in secrecy, but it's estimated that 25,000 landowners, just 0.04% of the population, own half of the land in England. None of them will be the hard-working families that politicians claim to be interested in. The Tories talk of getting rid of red tape in the planning system regulating the use of land. They are not seeking to meet the desperate need for quality, sustainable and affordable housing, whatever the noise is about leveling up and build. They are seeking to knock away obstacles to capital, to make it easier to rake in profits whatever the impact on communities or the environment. Of course, this is no surprise when you remember that property tycoons have donated more than £60 million to the Tory party over the last 10 years. 20% of its income. Under pressure, the Tories have been forced to temporarily retreat. In reality, land is traded in the hope that planning permission will open opportunities for huge speculative profits. Developers can make a killing simply by getting planning permission. Land values can increase 275 times over once a developer gets permission. Secretive developers lean on planning authorities to let them build what is profitable, whether it is huge towers in suburban areas or exclusive developments destined for overseas investors. Developers hold speculative land banks and profit from trading them. Around 90% of applications for planning permission are approved in England. Consent has been granted for between 800,000 and 1 million new houses that remain unbuilt. Builders sit on land until the most profitable moment to build on it. Red tape is not the problem. In cities, the government promotes permitted development rights, which knock away planning controls, to allow offices to be converted into homes. A government report found they deliver worse quality residential environments than planning permission conversions in relation to a number of factors widely linked to the health, well-being and quality of life of future occupiers. Its analysis found that just 22.1% of the homes delivered meet national space standards. Local councils are responsible for planning decisions, and, disgracefully, many Labour councils fail to put up serious opposition to these developments. Affordability. In recent years, affordable housing has been built based on crumbs off the table. Developers are supposed to provide some proportion of housing in any development for affordable homes. When they don't dodge this requirement on the basis of viability, the affordable housing can be built for sale and is usually unaffordable. Usually, affordable refers to property being 80% of the market price. The government's own Affordable Housing Commission in 2020 concluded that most of these homes are clearly unaffordable to those on mid to lower incomes. This is not a serious basis to meet housing need. The lack of genuinely affordable new housing Its poor quality and lack of environmental sustainability is not a mystery. It's a consequence of developers' drive for profit. We need a mass council house building program based on nationalizing land in the big house builders. By nationalizing the banks, cheap low-interest mortgages could be made readily available for home buyers. As part of a socialist planned economy, decisions about what housing to build and where could be made democratically to meet housing need.